Okay, listen up. This whole whatever you call it on the internet, the way people are talking on the internet, we gotta pump the brakes on this, you know, and we gotta put an end to it because this is seriously fucking out of control. I hate to sound old, but it's not right. This fucking doofus language that's going around, people saying words like bruh and fucking lit and fire and woke. And fucking for real, and fucking bet, and shit like that. I'm sure there's others. Stop that. Okay, stop that. I can't. You make my fucking head hurt. If I go into the comments on any fucking social media, at least fucking 9 out of 9 are like, bro, or for real. And they don't even put for real. They don't even have the fucking brain functionality to write the whole fucking thing. I was on this chat site trolling. This guy said, hey, how are you? And it was a fucking nightmare. It was like HYARYU. I said, what was that? And he's like, it's just slang, sorry. And I'm like, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And I said, how come you left the O out of you and how are you, but you put it into sorry? He's like, well, you know, it saves time. Yeah, like fucking 0.89 milliseconds you saved, bud. That it just put the O in, man, so I can understand what you're saying and my brain doesn't hurt, okay? Talk like a person. Back in my day when something was awesome, that's what we said. Something was awesome. We said it was fucking awesome. Not anymore. No. When something's awesome, it's not awesome anymore. It's fire. It's fucking fire, bro. What the fuck do you hear yourself when you speak? Do you hear yourself when you use words like that? What part of your brain says, yeah, that's acceptable? You should fire that part of your brain that's telling you that's acceptable to talk that way. Bruh, listen to me, bruh. Bruh, listen. You sound like an artard, okay? Yeah, for real, bruh. Fire and lit and she's a fucking smoke show. Like, what is this arson positive language? There's only one way to go.
Aw, bruh. This is fire, bruh.
Aw, bruh, no, it's lit, bruh.
No, this is better than lit, bruh. This is lava.
Oh, fuck, for real, bruh. For real.
Can't handle it. Can't handle that, bruh. Stop saying that. And then I start calling women bro now. The bro's fat. What? See, you can't do that. Bro was specific to bros. Like, we used it in our generation as a sarcastic kind of fucking insult. Like, what's up, bro? Hey, bro. And then you fucking Looney Tunes came along and we're like, how can we make an annoying word even more annoying? How do we do that?
How about we get rid of the O and put an A in it and call it brah, so we can talk about, like, something that holds girls' boobies and be annoying at the same time. How about that, brah?
No, it's gotta be... I mean, that's lit, for real, but, what if we put at the end of it? You see what I did there? I was like, and then I was like, quickly thought, we should put at the end of it.
Bruh, that's gonna catch on, bruh.
Bruh, I think so, bruh.
For real.
That's how annoying you are. That scares me. Fucking scares me, you know why? Because this is how the generation's talking, okay? So let me tell you something. Let me get you motherfuckers
woke,
as you would say. You're about to get woke. These idiots who are talking like this, they're gonna be teachers one day. Some of them are gonna grow up and go to school to be teachers. These are gonna be the people that are teaching the next generation. It's just gonna get worse and worse. This is why aliens don't come and visit Earth. Because people are saying, bruh. Bruh, look at the alien. Oh, fuck, he's weird. But seriously, though, that fucking spaceship is fire. Yeah, bruh, bet. For real. Yeah, bro. That's what the aliens hear. And they can't comprehend what you're saying. So they're like, I'm getting out of here. You guys are gonna die. There's gonna be hauntings. It's gonna be like technology further in the future that can actually detect ghosts and hear them in real time. It's gonna be like, bro,
the afterlife is fire.
That's lit. Bro. That's lit. That's lit.
You're ruining everything. You're ruining the afterlife. You're ruining the before life. You're ruining the now life. You're ruining everything. That's why I'm glad I didn't have children. I don't have to go to one of these parent-teacher conferences with one of these people. Can you imagine them being a fucking teacher in a classroom?
Hey, bruh, what I need you to do, okay? I need you to open up your textbook, alright? It's important, listen up, bruh, for real. Hey, listen up. Listen, yeah, I see your shoes, man, they're lit. But listen up, okay? We need you to do fractions, and I know what you're thinking. Fractions are gay, alright, whatever. But the more you do them, the more you're gonna find out that they're actually fire, alright? You're gonna get woke, and you're gonna realize fractions are lit, for real. Bruh, listen, bruh, for real. Go home and do it, bruh. Don't worry about English, don't worry about grammar, none of that shit matters, bruh. It's only one you are, while you are. Doesn't matter when you're a TikTok superstar, bruh. You'll get somebody hired, some fucking old guy to fucking type your fucking shit for you, so don't fucking worry about it. But you gotta do your fractions, bruh. So, bruh, remember, fractions are lit.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I go into the parent-teacher meeting.
Okay, hey, brah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Just fucking fail him. I'm gonna fucking snap, okay? Can't deal with your language. Did you know, teacher, that your generation, you're teaching this generation words like unaliving? Did you know that? I used to get mad at the word dispatch. I saw that online. Oh, he dispatched the lobster humanely. Thank you for dispatching that lobster humanely. It's good to see it was dispatched humanely. What are you talking about? Dispatched? It's a lobster, not a fucking tow truck. He killed it. But then I forgave dispatched because the word unaliving came out. He's unaliving that lobster humanely. That's not a sentence a person says. That makes zero fucking sense. You're making shit up. Don't fucking do that. You're hurting my head. A conversation shouldn't give me a migraine. Okay? Fucking idiot. Killing. Use the word killing. There's nothing wrong with the word killing. They use it in the Bible. He was dying for the sins. He was killing it. Jesus didn't unalive for our sins. He wasn't dispatched either. He was killed. If you have to go see your therapist when somebody says that something was killed, then you shouldn't be leaving the house at all. You should just lock yourself in the closet and give up on life. Because there's no hope for you. Because you have been through so much trauma that there's no coming back from that. So you need to go lock yourself in a closet and starve to death. I'd never be able to sit there and listen to a teacher talk this way. Because this language, you in general, and you're fucking the way you dress. You're fucking dressed as a cat. You identify as a fucking furry. And you're a fucking NPC tard on TikTok acting like a robot. That's your side hustle. I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is dangerous. Because either I'm going to slap the shit out of you, or I'm just going to take a walk and go to Dairy Queen. I think option B is better, because I like ice cream, and I don't like cups. And that's what's going to happen if I slap the shit out of you, because you're a little bitch. Your generation is a little bitch, and you'll definitely 100% call the cops. If you're acting like a fucking robot online, you're 100% a cop caller. I can guarantee it. We got to stop with the internet language. I don't know where this language came from. I don't know if everybody at a certain age group just had an accumulative stroke or what, but it's bothering me. And it always will, I guess, until I die. Oh, I'm sorry. Until I unalive.